Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Sorry for the late arrival. I had some family business to take care of this morning, but I'm here back in the captain's chair ready to talk some Packers with Packers fans worldwide, because it's what we do here at Packers Daily, Monday through Friday, talking to you fine folks from all over the world. Literally, every day, people from all over the globe chatting Packers. Gotta love it. How's everybody doing? Good to see everybody already chopping it up in the comments section. The news breaking a little while ago, David Bakhtiari, as reported by NFL Network, has had a cleanup procedure on the knee where he tore his ACL last year. Undoubtedly, this is why he suddenly stopped practicing. You have to think that this will be a couple weeks. As Matt indicated, don't expect Bakhtiari until after the bye week. Can't say I'm too surprised. It's not not an uncommon thing or an occurrence to have some MCL issues or what have you that need cleaning up. But this is it. This is like Matt kept talking about, right? It's all part of the process of coming back. So hopefully, as the NFL Network report says, the hope is he'll be back for, quote, the stretch run. Now, of course, all depends on your definition of when the stretch run begins, but I would say probably mid-December to late December is when we will probably see Bakhtiari finally back out on a football field. Jesse, thank you for the super sticker to start us off. Very nice of you. TKM, good to see you at your post. Thanks for the super chat. Love me some AJ Dillon on Carry the G. Poor Door County going to be crowded next summer. Just saying. Pappies, everyone have a great turkey day. Thank you, TKM. Very nice of you. I mean, Door County's going to be okay. Trust me. Brandy, my mother is the Mike Daniels of the family. She says stuff on the holidays. We all have a Mike Daniels in the family. That's great. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. What's the starting five for O-line the coming weeks? Good question, Dustin. Got to suspect Yosh Nyman will step in there at left tackle. Probably stick with what they've been going with as far as Runyon and Newman at the guards, Patrick at center, and Turner at right tackle. Getting thin, though. Getting thin. No doubt about it. Stenovich for coach of the year. Man, he's going to be put to it down this stretch. No doubt about it. 100,000%. I mean, I think he's done a pretty good job, but we'll see what the next few weeks brings, no doubt. John, thanks for the super chat. Is Dennis Kelly alive? Yes. Yes, he is. I think they like him at right tackle. They don't love him at left tackle, would be my suspicion. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. Graduating college in December, and I'm finally at a point where I can help you guys out at Cheesehead TV. Love your content, Nags. Thanks for everything. Thank you, Jesse. Very nice of you, man. Thank you, and congratulations on getting the got to college. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. Thanks for the book recommendation last night. Happy Thanksgiving. Go Pack Go always. Jesse, thanks for chatting it up on Twitter last night. While I was waiting for some live music, thought I'd enjoy a cocktail and chat with folks on Twitter. And I believe Jesse asked about my favorite Packers book of all time, which is When Pride Still Mattered by David Marinus. There is a YouTube video somewhere on this channel of some of my favorite Packers books. Not all of them. It's kind of hard to list every single one, but I did a video, I think it was during, might have been during quarantine, like when the pandemic first hit, maybe just a bit before that, but a while ago, looking at some of my favorite Packers books. So if you missed that, try and find it, because there's so many good ones. And yeah, happy Thanksgiving, man. Whoops, Samuel, sorry. Is there any indication about Josh Myers? Nothing yet. I'm sure Coach will get asked about that on Wednesday, tomorrow when they hit back to the practice field, but it was always going to be a while. I hate this morning cough. Killing me. Bill, thanks for the super chat. I'll take Aaron Rodgers with a bum toe behind a fresh-faced O-line than an Aaron Rodgers without an edge. That's one way of looking at it. That's one way of spinning it positive. I like it. Clay, thanks for the super chat. About a year ago, we lost to the Colts 31-34, won out the rest of the season. Pretty good feeling that same thing will happen this year. Clay, I said, not exactly that, but I said right after that game that the game reminded me of the Colts game. Like losing the last second, good showing, some problems, but still a very talented squad that was very beat up then and was absolutely beat up on Sunday. Now, I don't feel bad about that loss at all. We got a Nagler book club. No. Old Nagler Book Club. Teams might not be playing a lot of man, but I feel like the Packers have speed with MVS to use drag routes more. Thoughts? hell, with anybody. I love opening with that drag, that shallow crosser that they used to get Devontae free. Went for 40 yards. And then you saw precious little of it as the game went on. They used to do that all the time last year, and I have no idea why that's kind of been mothballed this this season. But yeah, I'm with you, man. I wish they would utilize it more. Cheesehead TV, who you think wins MVP this year? I know there's been a lot of talk about Jonathan Taylor coming off of his huge outburst there for the Colts, but I'd be absolutely shocked if the media gave it to a running back. No one jumps out right now in my eyes. It's almost always about who plays well down the stretch anyway. So we'll see. Remember last year, it was, you know, the major conversation was between Mahomes and Rodgers, and then Rodgers just kind of pulled away with good play late in the season. Oftentimes on a primetime game, that always helps, but it'll be a quarterback. It always is. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. Have you read any books from 12's book club? Honestly, I haven't really paid attention to Rogers' book club. I usually turn off McAfee when they start talking about it. But I know he had a Gladwell book in there that I think I've read, and Art of War. I know I saw that. I've read that. Like, everything you read in college, yeah, I've read that. But, yeah, no, I know there's some – he started with The Alchemist, I think. He's been talking about that book for, like, a decade, and I've read that. So, most of it. Craig, thanks for the super chat. What is the loudest moment you have ever heard Lambeau Field? Oh, that's a great question. Personally, like being there when Favre threw the interception to Desmond Bishop, the second year he was with the Vikings, that got pretty loud. That got pretty stupid. That's probably the loudest I've heard it, like when I'm there. I was in the stands for that one. That was amazing. George, thanks for the super chat. Just Jeff Janis. Jeff Janis, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Janis. I'm down. Who will they bring up from the practice squad for O-line depth? I would think Braden, but we'll see. You got to think they're going to make some kind of move, though. Definitely. Easy answer when Ted is talking at shareholders meetings. Fuck. That's terrible. It's funny, but it's terrible. Did I attend any games during the 1996 season? I did not, Brett. I actually was in my first year at North Carolina School of the Arts, and that's where I met Corey. I watched pretty much every game, I want to say, with Banky, I think. All but, like, maybe a handful down in Winston-Salem. So, no, I didn't attend any of those games, unfortunately. Do you listen to Howard Stern in New York? He is a complicated fella. We are off the rails. No, I do not listen to Howard Stern. I appreciate everything he's built, though, as a businessman and as a personality. I mean, you can't be anything but impressed. Do they make the switch to Cobb returning kicks? Possibly. I know they had Amari back there for kickoffs part of the game on Sunday. Didn't really matter because they kept kicking the ball out of the end zone. But I doubt it. I do think Amari is maybe not righted the ship, but he's got a little steadier back there since the debacle in Kansas City. But never say never. They won't make a switch, but I doubt it. Joseph, I'm simple. I watch Packers and hope special teams don't mess up. It's a good way to go about it. John, thanks for the super chat. Is it too much to ask for Dylan to truck Aaron Donald for a TD for Jenkins Sunday? I know. Obviously it sucks that Elton's done for the year, but to have it happen right before they're about to play the Rams, we get the rematch between Elton and Aaron Donald. That sucks. As a fan of football, that sucks. But as a fan of drama and narratives, and we all know, we saw Aaron kind of lose his shit last year with Elton grabbing his face mask, what have you. I was really looking forward to those two striking up old acquaintances, so to speak. But no such luck. Russ's hand. Oh, Craig, thanks for the super chat. Russ's hand injury makes me wonder if QBs do something when throwing to avoid hitting their hand on helmets. Do you know? Mostly no. I remember Favre used to talk about that because when it happens, it is super painful. And sometimes you know, you can bounce back from it and return to the game. Sometimes it's like Russell and you really mess stuff up and you got to miss some time. But that year that Favre banged his thumb on a helmet, you know, that's when they started like running on Mountain Green all the time. And teams knew they were going to run. Linebackers would be shut. They're going to the right. They're going to the off tackle to the right. And they would run off tackle to the right and still get 7 yards. That offensive line was insane. But I remember Brett talking about it. Like, it's just not something you're most quarterback. I can't speak for every single one of them, obviously. But Brett would always say, like, you know, it really sucks when it happens and it's painful as hell. But you're not really thinking about it because you're just trying to make a play. You're trying to make the throw. So I would suspect not. But again, I think you'd have to ask every quarterback. Sorry, guys. Who do I think gets the number one seed in the NFC? I think it's going to be between the Cardinals and the Packers. It'll come down to that. Obviously, if they end up with the same record, Pack's in because Pack will be one because they beat them head to head. But they got to have that same record. And that could be tricky. As someone said before, got to start a new run and got to go straight and not lose any games. That'll probably get you the one seed, but got to take it one at a time. Obviously the Rams are up next and that's all that really matters. I kick ass. Thanks to the super chat. Think they bring in someone for O-line help. I doubt it. Maybe they'll pick someone up off the street or something, but I think they'll promote from the practice squad and keep ticking along. What was the bigger impact on our playoff loss this year? Crosby or injuries? What has the bigger impact on our playoff loss this year? Are you projecting that the Packers are going to lose in the playoffs because of Crosby or injuries? Sir, you are not carrying the G. I refuse to answer that question. Da-da-da-da-da. Jerry Valdir, anything's possible. Maybe they give him a call. I doubt it, though. I think that ship has sailed. Although, Jared does seem to specialize in missing entire seasons and then showing up late and arriving like the cavalry, hopefully this time without COVID. If you were a D coordinator, where would you attack the Packers' offensive line? At right guard every single time. I'd overload the hell out of that place on every third down. Newman has put some good stuff on tape, but he's also shown that he is a mental error waiting to happen. Happens every week, sometimes numerous times. Again, he's played well for long stretches, but every single game, there's some kind of bust over there on the right side. What is the reason we will win the Super Bowl? Exactly, John. Thank you. Because of the Green Bay Packers, obviously. Wasn't Kelly really solid for the Titans last year? He was, Jesse, at right tackle. He has played left tackle in his past, but I don't think the Packers like him there. I don't remember him taking a ton of reps there in the summer. I think they like him as a right tackle, maybe an emergency fill-in at guard, where he has also played. But I know he's been battling a back injury for a good long stretch here. Hopefully, maybe he's back and ready to go, but I don't think they're going to take Billy Turner out of the lineup anytime soon. When can Myers come back? He can come back right now. He's had his 3 weeks on IR and can come back whenever they think he's medically ready. You have to be somewhat realistic. Jesus, Bradley. What, predicting the playoff loss? What? That's not realistic. That's just like defeatism. Are you rooting for the Green Bay Packers? It's not realistic, bruh. It's just resigning yourself to a horrible fate. Man, we got what? How many games we got left anyway? I mean, you sitting out here talking about playoff losses? Playoff losses? What on earth, man? We got, on this earth of ours, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. 6 games left. 6 games left to cherish, to relish, to marinate in, to enjoy. Man, you want to talk about playoff losses? What? What? I'm so confused. I can't. What? Rooting for a playoff loss is is not carrying the G. I thought, Daniel, you were saying that's a bot trying to carry the G. Hockley, thoughts? I have no thoughts on son of Hockley. Steve, I've been tested for COVID. It's negative, but thanks for fear-mongering. All good, buddy. There's a difference between realistic statements and crystal ball predictions, LOL. Truly, truly there is. Aaron looked like a guy who didn't practice for a month and in the second half looked like a guy who won the MVP. That is a very astute statement. Yeah. He certainly looked rusty and has for the last couple games, you know, against Seattle early and against the Vikings early. But man, I tell you what, that last drive in the first half, something clicked, and it kept going right through the second half. I said on Twitter last night, if Matt really wants to help his quarterback, he'll call the first part of the game like he's got Garoppolo at QB and not Aaron Rodgers. And I know that'll never happen, but let him get into the rhythm of the game. A couple of nice, throw a slant, throw, you know, quick out, whatever. Get him in the rhythm of the game. Run the fucking ball. A lot. And then start opening it up. That's what I would do, but I'm just Joe Schmo nobody. Don't need the number one seed to go to the Super Bowl. Very true, as the Packers proved in 2010. How do they block Donald, Miller, and Floyd with an injured O-line? By getting the ball out of Aaron's hands quickly. I think you're going to see a big lean towards the quick passing game, which is kind of what got Aaron in rhythm against the Vikings. But they will undoubtedly run it a bit. I think you'll see friendly confines of Lambeau Field. They'll try to run the football a little bit more, but yeah, I think getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands as quickly as possible is how it's going to work, because you can't hold up. They just can't. I mean, God bless them. God love them. They're going to go out there. They're going to give their old college try, but get the ball out of the QB's hands as quickly as possible. And if, you know, it doesn't just have to be like, it can be a screen. It can, hell, I could be a pop pass for all I care. Just get it out of his hands. That is the number one way they're going to combat that pass rush, because it is coming. Alexander update. No Alexander update. Let's see the shirt. Here's the shirt. Booyah. Available at Cheesehead TV store. AJ catches everything. He does. We talked about it last night on Carry the G. The one where he skied in the flat, that was amazing. And as he said, after getting so much grief for his Lambeau leap last year, he doesn't ever want to be short of hops. But yeah, man, kid can catch. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. Do you anticipate an offensive chess match Sunday between Matt and McVay? I mean, they don't call against each other. Obviously, they're the play callers. They'll be going against the defenses. But, yeah, somewhat. It'll be interesting. I mean, we've got the playoff game from last year to look at. Now, obviously, McVay was being kind of hamstrung with his quarterback. But, yeah, I think they'll – I think the Rams will see what the Vikings did, especially with – putting the two wide receivers to the same side, and they're going to have a lot of option routes. The Packers really struggled trying to make their match calls and then break on whenever, you know, the wide receiver would get up on the defensive back. And then a lot of times it's a choice route and then break in or out, getting the guy in space. They really struggled there. I don't know how much correction there can be in 1 week from Barry and the defensive staff, but I got to think McVay's kind of licking his chops there. That is something to watch out for. Watch out for OBJ, man, no doubt about it. Happy Thanksgiving, cheeseheads. Yeah, Krista, happy Thanksgiving. And on that note, I'm going to get going. I can't thank you guys enough hanging out, talking Packers each and every day right here. Sorry again for the late arrival. I'll be back tomorrow morning. In the meantime, check out Carry the G from last night. I'll be talking with Andy Herman later today for Let's Talk Football. All sorts of stuff on the website. Go check it out. And we'll, you know, be back tomorrow, and the Packers will be back on the practice field. So lots to talk about. Hopefully we'll get some more updates on David Bakhtiari, and the Packers will march to the Super Bowl, and Bradley can worry about playoff losses for next year. Thanks a lot, everybody. I hope you all have a great day. Please do me a monster favor, hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.